With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two-thirds of the country is facing extreme cold today as a major winter storm is expected to extend all the way today from Texas into New England, at least begin that today and extend that over the next day or so. That will include a lot of heavy snow and ice in some southern states. This man was shopping for groceries in Makata, Georgia, and says for people in his area, it's all about being prepared.
I wonder if it's like kind of a southern thing, like we just want to be make sure we're good for the for any kind of winter blizzards or anything that could come. But if we got a little bit of something, we just want to make sure we're stocked up.
The crippling ice accumulations are expected to bring down power lines in some parts of the South. Thousands of airline flights have already been canceled. The latest tally there, about 10,000. Meanwhile, the experts are warning people not to put too much confidence in the latest weather app they may have on their cell phones as they try to keep track of the storm.
Apps are great for nice, boring days, but during big winter storms like the one blowing through the U.S., here's the problem. A lot of apps take raw computer model data and turn it into very specific looking numbers, even when there's a ton of uncertainty. Apps aren't human. They don't understand why weather happens. And that's where human meteorologists come in. Humans look at moisture, dry air, timing, and adjust forecasts instead of just copy-pasting model numbers.
And that is correspondent Kiki Sedaris reporting. President Trump is threatening to impose 100% tariffs on goods imported from Canada if America's northern neighbor goes ahead with its trade deal with China. The president said in a social media post that if Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, quote, thinks he is going to make Canada a drop-off port for China to send goods and products into the United States, he is sorely mistaken. This is SRN News. The ACLU is running a transgender sports ad. Here's Michael Harrington.
What you can see on YouTube features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, according to a year-end report from Luminate. It's a new single-year record, up 9.6% from 2024. Streams of new music in general were slightly down from the same time last year, but Christian and gospel music defied the trend. The uptick in those genres was led by acts like Forrest Frank, Brandon Lake, and Elevation Worship. This is SRN News. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has given Ford and GM an important green light.
The federal government has given General Motors and Ford Motor Company conditional approval to create industrial banks that will allow the companies to accept insured deposits for vehicle purchases. The automakers have a year to set up GM Financial Bank and Ford Credit Bank. Industrial banks are regulated and governed like any other banking institution, but are more limited in scope.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard has warned that his forces are, quote, more ready than ever. As U.S. warships move toward the Middle East, tensions between Iran and the U.S. remain high following a crackdown on protests that began back in December. Activists report more than 40,000 people have been arrested, and there's also a rising death toll. President Trump has warned Iran against executing protesters. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.